You're tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Good afternoon and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive right here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith punching the time clock. Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. Big one lined up for you. Today, our friend Aaron Torres is on the show in hour number two. Hour number three, we'll be playing What You Talking About as your chances to qualify for Champions League are quickly dwindling.
Yesterday's was an all-timer. Had a lot of feedback about yesterday's What You Talking About.
Really? A lot? What is a lot of feedback?
About four or five messages.
Maybe one or two.
Four or five. I can give you my phone.
He messaged himself as well.
It's all good. I will take you at your word, Bears. As you know, at the end of the day, all we've got is our word. Our word and our reputation. That's what I always say. That's all you got at the end of the day. All right, big show lined up for you this afternoon. A lot to get to. Let's begin with an impromptu edition of the Rocky Top Report, brought to you by my good friend, Bo Kregner. Over at the Kregner Group, you ready for a little UT news, Bear?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. It's a final now. Lynn J. Dixon has arrived on campus. He will be going through his first practice with the Volunteers tomorrow. Bear, a running back who's four stars out of Georgia high school, coming out of college, high school, went to Clemson for a couple of years where...
I mean, he was behind Travis Etienne, correct?
Yeah, then in his last year, or I guess last season, it kind of went south. I was doing my research earlier this morning.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
It went south at Clemson.
Yes.
And then he transferred to West Virginia for the spring.
Yish.
And then we've got him. Clown. And he pulled two transfers from Clemson to West Virginia to Tennessee in like 6 months.
Well,
tell me what we're working with here.
This will be his fifth season playing football, if you count last year when he played, I don't know how many games, but he had 10 carries. Before he transferred away from Clemson early in the year. If you go back and look, Dabo, he was suspended.
And this kid was?
Yeah, and they asked Dabo why he's suspended, and he said basically he needs to grow up. He said he needs to grow up. And he wouldn't get specific, but he's just like, he needs to grow up. So maybe some maturity issues at Clemson.
I mean, some kids are like that, whether they play football or not.
He leaves Clemson, goes to West Virginia, plays in their spring game, scored the first touchdown in their spring game.
How's he look?
And then packed and left. I don't know. I didn't watch it in the spring game. I
mean, it is West Virginia, man.
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean,
they crank out the backs, dude. You remember Steve Slayton and Pat White back in the day?
Yeah, but would you really want to go to school at West Virginia?
Oh, no, but...
If you could play in the SEC.
Hey, listen, I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. Beggars can't be choosers. We need backs. We need depth there. But there's a reason he's bouncing around. I hope maybe this clicks for him, man. Maybe this is what he needed, and he's going to jump in here, and all going to come together for him.
First staff we've had since, not into the road, Fulmer. that I feel like could take a kid like this and have
like heck.
And be able to help him grow up.
Oh, he did it with Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
His first, it's interesting, man, is his first two seasons were his most productive. He had 62 carries for 547 yards as a freshman in 2018, 8.8 yards a carry. In his sophomore season, 2019, he had 104 carries, so still not a ton of carries, but 635 yards, 6.1 yards per carry.
So and we're getting a
then
a
it dropped off precipitously to, but still, I mean, 4.5 yards in 2020 per carry, 4.8 yards, so he's still a big yards per carry guy, but he didn't play much the last 2 years, so I don't know what we're getting here. I don't think they know what they're getting. I think they're just so desperate they need a body, and it's just like,
yeah, I mean, it's,
this
it's,
is the best
worth,
we can get.
Yeah, he may need to grow up, but, you know, as long as he's not a high – he's not doing anything that would be considered high risk, you know. I mean, if we're just talking about just typical college kid, he needs to grow up kind of stuff, what's the harm? Give him a shot. What if he gets back up to 8 yards a carry?
And, I mean, it'll have been well worth the gamble. Elsewhere today, Volunteers going through their third practice of the preseason. We had a fight today.
What?
Had a fight.
Who?
Jonathan Mincy and R.J. Perry.
Gerald Mincy?
Yeah. Is it Gerald or Jonathan?
Gerald.
Gerald. Right?
I think it's Gerald Mincy.
What did I say?
Jonathan?
I'm confused. Mincy and Perry. How about that?
Mincy and Perry? Ooh. Yeah. A big dude
fight.
Yeah,
big guy and big guy fight. Now, correct me if I'm – like, I don't know what the correct answer is here. Usually, it's not a bad thing for players to be fighting in training camp. Happens all the time. But usually, it's offense against defense.
Right.
Is it a bad sign that our two offensive tackles are fighting each other?
No, I mean, have you stepped outside today?
Well, they practice in the morning when it's cooler.
It's not that much cooler.
It is hot out there, man.
It's humid as hell. Yeah.
Steamy. Steamy out there.
This time of year, I mean, we're third day of practice. No, I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Wait, third day of practice? It's only 3 days in. We got like 4 weeks to go.
Yeah, I know.
They're already fighting?
Tempers are hot, man. It's hot. A lot of, you know, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Okay, good. Marcus, is it a bad sign that we have two offensive linemen fighting in practice today?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the Titans had the similar thing. Lawan and some other, I think Humphreys was his name or something. Someone who's probably just a backup or won't make the roster apparently got into it as well.
With Taylor Lawan?
Yeah, I read something about that too. I think that's common. I mean, especially with...
Those are always my favorite. The starting left tackle. If I'm trying to make the club,
well, yeah,
the best practice fights are always in the line.
Maybe he's just thinking prison rules is like, look, I'm an undrafted free agent. I got to make a name for myself. I'm just gonna go at the biggest, baddest dude on the team.
Yeah, that's a good point. Just like go for it. Find the biggest guy. It's prison rules.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's a big deal. I think, you know, especially with the offensive line, they're probably still trying to mesh a little bit and trying to find their footing. And also it is Gerald Mincy.
Squirrel White continues to draw rave reviews. Apparently he made some sort of spinning pirouette catch in the back of the end zone today that had the media raving that was there to see it.
He was my pick to click.
Ryshnikov. Yes. I was really going out on a limb there.
You see what's happening? Last week, you were accusing him of, like, I don't know, shilling for me or being too much in my pocket or something.
Yeah.
He's overcompensating. You've got him calling the morning show.
I don't have him
stuff,
doing anything.
And now you've got him making a pick to click.
Very rarely do we even speak off the show.
I just want to clarify real
it's
quick.
Not true. You speak all the time. We were in a group text. I see you talking before and after the show. What are you talking about?
The pick to click thing happened. Like, I think it was the week you went to Texas.
I'm on to you, Bear. I'm on to you.
I have not encouraged him to do any of
Marcus,
the behaviors he's been exhibiting.
Be careful. Just be careful, man. That's all I got.
Is it safe to say
that
you're
the one who wanted to take off and you know, do the on the road thing, Jack Kerouac? You left us alone.
What?
I think it's safe to say I think you both
he spent too much time with me this summer.
I think both of you have influenced me in some way or the other, good or bad.
Cheyenne LaBruzza, red no contact jersey with Christian Charles. Still Jalen Wright banged up.
And I swear to God, I'd forgotten all about Cheyenne LaBruzza until you just said his name.
Yeah.
He's still here?
It's a good name, huh?
We thought so coming in.
He's what a special teams he guy. Got to be fifth, sixth-year senior. Had the COVID
just a
year.
Just human cruise missile on kickoff and punt.
I mean, he's a nice special teams player. Good kid, apparently, in the locker room. They like having him around.
Yeah.
Good guy to have on your club. Good student, all that stuff. Good role model.
You got to have special teams, guys.
And I guess already these injuries, you know, the Jalen Wright thing is not good because of the running back depth. Christian Charles is not good because, A, he's a promising prospect, and, B, we need better secondary play.
What's going on with Christian Charles?
He's just been in the red jersey all fall camp. And then I don't know what the injury is there. And then Kamal Haddon was apparently not there today, at least during the media viewing.
Kamal?
Yeah. And, you know, they look at him as perhaps a starting corner. Apparently, he was wearing one of those big elbow braces yesterday.
Oh, no.
And then he's
like
not
the Gronk-looking brace?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Which, I mean, he was out there with it yesterday, but apparently he was not out there today.
I can't imagine. I feel like that would, if you're a defensive back, that would –
that would suck.
Yeah.
Any position, it would suck.
But yeah, but especially at DB.
Got to tackle with
tackle
elbow.
All the hand-to-hand stuff when you're, you know, receiver.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully he's okay. Rocky Top Report brought to you by the Kregner Group. Oh, one other thing. Tennessee is announcing as of today – they've sold 16,781 new season tickets for the 2022 campaign, 168% of its goal of 10,000 new tickets. Congratulations to Banner Dan and the crew. 58,871 total season tickets, which is 5% above and beyond its targeted goal of 56,000. So about 58,871 season tickets. I've never really cared about that number, but it seems to be people talk about it a lot. How many season tickets we sell this year? I don't care. I just how many do you get in the game?
How many did they sell for that new Studio 54 Planet Party deck thing they've got underneath that gigantic jumbo thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that
it's that so? I mean, it looks cool. It just looks so strange to me.
This also brings up a point when you talk about the season tickets. They're going completely digital with tickets, which I find to be a very interesting move.
There'd be some old folks who that's a big problem for.
Well, I won't deny it too. Like those tickets, like so, especially when you have like the images of the players, like from
you
like last,
the paper tickets.
They always looked really cool. Like I always liked seeing like former players on the ticket.
I
like,
think
you know
my brother still got some old like I'm talking like old tickets.
Keeps his ticket stubbed guy.
Yeah, I think he is. So I know I got a couple of friends that are.
Bear, if you were going to a game and you only had a digital ticket, would you be able to make that work?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to keep people from buying. I think, like you said, there will be some older fans who will be
confused,
a bit curmudgeon about it, but I think they'll be fine.
I mean, if you can get it to me on this thing, on my phone, on my iPhone,
on the clicker,
Yeah, I'm cool with it, man. I'm all about what do they call them? The QZ codes or those weird codes?
QR codes. I always get really nervous when I'm walking up because I'm like, what if it doesn't work? There's always something. The guy's always like, can you turn up the brightness on your phone or something? And I feel that pressure of people behind me. Like, oh, this guy, what's he doing?
No,
I can't get
care.
His phone together.
It'll work when it works. Patience. But, yeah, I'd be totally cool with the whole digital thing.
They're doing that not only with the tickets, but also with parking passes as well.
Dude, do you know how much grief I could have saved myself if I could have just carried around a phone back in the old days when we didn't have digital anything? You actually had to keep up with tickets in a highly inebriated state, I might add, to make it from deep inside Fort Sanders to Neyland Stadium
well, that's
with your damn football
too.
Tickets.
That's going to be interesting, too.
With your tickets, Russell. Come on now.
Drunken college kids trying to get their phone to work at the gate. No, sir, Ossifer. I haven't had any all of the drinks yet. Can you scan this thing here? Which one? The one in the middle, son. Aim for the one in the middle. There's only one of them. Rocky Top Report brought to you by Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. They do real estate the right way. I'm talking about the right way. Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. Real estate, the game is just, it's crazy out there right now, folks. It's crazy out there. You need somebody you can trust. You need a pro. You need somebody who knows the local real estate market inside and out, like the back of his hand. That's Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. Call today for a free consultation with my guy, Bo. His number is 865-742-1035. Tell him I sent you. He'll take extra good care of you. That's what Bo Kregner will do. Get it listed, get it sold, and move on. Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. Real estate the right way. Check out the new website, TeamKGRealEstate.com. I don't know why I'm reading that out like the PA announced. TeamKGRealEstate.com. Come.
Young Adam Hickman's here. Hey, we did miss one thing in the Rocky Top Report. Kind of what I kind of feel like maybe should have been one of our headlines.
I glossed over something.
Tennessee baseball. Got huge news last night officially. Camden Sewell
will return
for his remaining year of eligibility.
Big Cam, that's your guy. Who do you shill for? Who will you go to the mats for quicker, Cam Sewell or Justin Williams Thomas?
Cam Sewell, because he's done it on the field.
He's won.
He's already got some hardware in the case that he can point to.
Cam Sewell, Justin Williams Thomas, or Vitello?
Damn, that's tough.
Vitello, Cam Sewell, or B.J. Edwards?
Oh, Edwards.
He's a Catholic guy. Yeah.
B.J. Edwards, Vitello, Cam Sewell, or Tyler Barron?
Oh, Edwards.
Throw in another Catholic guy.
Both the Mays brothers.
Right.
No, I'm saying both the Mays brothers or Edwards.
Edwards.
Maybe he just likes B.J. Edwards.
I guess so.
Kid's a great story, man. I'm really rooting, pulling for him hard.
The talk around him, I just don't get it. Like what? You said, he's a great story, like as if he's like some unknown quantity or so. It feels like he's going to surprise people. He's a four-star top 100 player. Yeah. He's not going to surprise anybody. He's supposed to be a stud.
Yeah.
He's one of the better point guards we've ever signed.
He's familiar with most of the playing against most of the blue bloods, you know, backcourts.
It's just strange.
I agree with you on that. Phil's a little over the top, but I don't know. I mean, I've watched a kid play at Catholic for 4 years.
David says, imagine if your phone dies pregame. You're at 1% and you're like three guys back in line. Like, come on, baby, come on.
Oh, I completely forgot that what we were talking about before you started in with your. I don't know, man. The Mays brothers? I'm not giving up the Mays brothers.
Stay with us. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in, 546-8200, your number to get on the drive. We are open lines the first hour. If you want to take a shot, now is a great time to call. Stay with us. The drive continues on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Russell Bear and Marcus with you. Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. 105.7 FM, 1340 AM, streaming online, fanrunradio.com, your free Fan Run app. We are hard at work here at Fan Run Central, planning stages of fall football season. Had a couple of great conversations with sponsors today. We got some huge things lined up, man. It's going to be killer. It's going to be the best football season ever, unless we suck, in which case, I don't know. Basketball's just around the corner.
Baseball's fall baseball will start up.
But we're not going to suck. We're not going to suck this year, right?
No, we're not.
We can't.
Nope.
Not an option. Sucking is not an option.
Mm-mm. No sorry, Bob.
4-0 going into the off week, coming off a win over Florida, heading down to Baton Rouge, 2 weeks to prepare to go down there
Saturday night
and kick Beauregard's rear end all over Death Valley.
Yeah.
We're going to be Hawaii 5-0 again, and we're not going to screw it up this time because our coach isn't a complete and total buffoon.
Be kind.
Yeah. We want to go down there and, like, beat him in the face until it makes that wet
meat. In the face! Like, wet meat?
Yeah, just slap it. There's some blood flying everywhere.
What? Whoa.
We were getting, like, really, like, pumped up, and then all of a sudden we started talking.
Don't make it weird, man. You had to make it weird.
Yeah, like Tony Soprano style. Just a thorough beatdown.
I will say
okay, it's not weird anymore. The Soprano reference better than the wet meat, dude. That's just it's not a good combination of words. Don't say that again.
LSU is the only team
2 weeks from Tuesday. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say honestly, when it comes to the SEC opponents, I know I should be nervous about Florida just because it's that monkey on our back. LSU's really the only team I'm concerned about potentially losing. Like, that's a game we can win.
He has totally replaced Jake as captain overconfidence.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
LSU's the team that I feel like we could lose, but we could also – that one I feel, like, in the middle about. You're going to Death Valley. It's a tough place to play.
It's got a strange melange of several people that have sat in that chair.
Florida – this is the year for Florida.
Melange is a good word,
isn't it?
Like I said, I think it's 9-3 for us.
Like Jake, Trey, me.
You gotta.
I feel like it's. Am I not a good combination of everything?
It's fine, man. Everything you said is perfectly reasonable and a great goal to have, and I think it should be the goal. However, I'm just. Maybe it's call it battered Vol fan syndrome, whatever you want. I'm not penciling anything in. I am the Pitt game is a toss-up to me. Florida is a toss-up to me. They are winnable games, and I want to win them both. But this, I've got those penciled in as victories, and I'm just concentrating on LSU. That's the only one that scares me. They all scare me, brother.
Well, I mean, I'm not penciling in Florida, but I feel confident coming into that game.
I watched Jeremy Pruitt take his second team out there. We all thought they were going to really be something and just completely crap the bed against Georgia State.
Have you seen this pile of crap?
Of all teams, we lost to Georgia State. I will never take I might not ever take anything for granted ever again in Tennessee football. Jeremy Pruitt might have ruined that for me. Just being able to take any game for granted.
Cornbread.
What did we – and this is one I've never gone back and listened. I can't even – do you remember the VR?
Trey – I was talking with Trey Wallace last night for a long time, and he was telling me that he had recently listened to it.
Really?
And I went back and tried it. I couldn't find it, but I would – because I don't remember, man. There's a gap in my memory.
Like,
I don't remember what it was. I'm sure it
did
sucked. I'm sure it was
out.
I'm sure. I don't know. I mean, it was. John was still with us. We were in here. It's me and John Reed. I think you were here. I don't know. I don't know who was here.
What year was that? 18?
Yeah.
Or 19?
18. Or 19.
19.
So it was year three of voluntary reaction. By the way, I went out and did the math. Do you realize for football? Voluntary reaction, this will be year six, I believe. Yeah, year six. Math is hard.
It is.
And our all-time voluntary reaction football record is 36-35. Over 500, baby!
Nice. Proud of you.
couldn't go back and do the math for basketball just because who knows. There were some games that we don't do it for, and I wasn't that committed.
That's fair.
But suffice it to say, our basketball record, much better.
Yeah. Baseball,
much
too.
Much better. I mean, we're 500 for football. Oh, for baseball, we're like 900. Basketball, I'd say we're at least 72%, something like that.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the voluntary action. I always enjoy listening to that, win or lose. It's always nice to hear you guys talk about it.
Been some epic meltdowns.
What does the promo say? Win or lose, it's must-hear radio.
Mm.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. We're talking about it on Twitter with the people. They're excited that Davey's back for some reason. And
I don't get that at all.
We were, yeah. I mean, talk about having somebody foisted on you. Freaking Davey Hudson thought we were rid of that guy. Anyway, it'll be the three of us. We're doing it on Twitter Spaces. We are hopefully going to stream it over the app. And so we're all excited about it. And yeah, it's going to be a big deal.
It's coming up fast, Russ. Coming up fast, buddy.
Am I too overconfident? Is that?
Yeah, you are.
Yes, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
Yeah, no need to talk about it. Yes,
I mean you don't have to be like our first caller today, Phil. Like you know, huddled in the corner. Oh no, we suck. Like, but you don't have to be like, oh, we're gonna just 10-2. College football playoff. Like, there's a happy medium here. That's
I never said 10-2. I just want to clarify.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just come join us back here at 8-4, 9-3.
He's saying 9-3.
He's at 9-3. Phil's at like 7-5.
Yeah.
So I guess
depending on the Pitt and Florida outcome.
There's some people who say we're going to beat Georgia in the national media. I've not said that.
Who says we're going to beat Georgia in the national media?
Wasn't there someone that came out and said that?
Tommy Chong, maybe? I don't know.
No, there's
who the hell would pitch?
Charlie Sheen.
There was some guy on
banging 7-gram rocks.
There was some guy on Feinbaum during SEC Media Day.
Some guy on Feinbaum.
It was the guy you were looking at.
Larry from Trussville calls in and says Tennessee's taking Georgia down.
You go ahead and work on that.
I'm going to find this. We'll talk to Phil while I look for this.
Phil, you're on the drive. Good afternoon, sir. What's up, Philly?
How you bearing, Marcus doing?
Spectacularly, thank you.
I'm glad y'all get Marcus more airtime. That's pretty cool.
Marcus is, you might have to be knocked down a peg or two.
Yeah.
This swagger, Marcus. He's been here for like 2 months. He's barely unpacked his bag.
I've been here since March.
He wants to act like the damn mayor.
Don't interrupt Russell, okay? Just sit
you.
Over there.
Thank you.
Sorry. Just sit over there for a second while he's talking.
That's pretty cool, though. I guess Marcus calls the morning show, and then he gets more airtime.
Already 3 hours isn't good enough for him. He's got to carve out some of three and outs time, too. I mean,
I guess he heard Bear, though. He had the copy Bear.
Created a monster is what he's done.
He's a work in progress.
Well, I'm glad we got this commitment, because you need all the running backs you can get, because our running backs were banged up last year.
Yeah. And, hey, man, Tennessee football, do a break. Why can't this kid just come in here and put it all together and become the superstar that everybody thought he was going to be coming out of high school?
Well,
what kind of shape he's in?
Star.
He was a four-star.
But, Russell went over his stat. I mean, he more than flashed his freshman and sophomore years at Clemson, playing behind Travis Etienne.
He had 1,000 total yards his career there, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, he's not a bad running back.
No. Good prospect. Like I said, I wonder what kind of shape he's in, if he's been working out and stuff like that, if he's going to have to play himself into shape. Where's his head at mentally? Is he bought in? I mean, at third school and in less than a year here, is he going to be able to – be disciplined and learn the system and stuff like that? It's a big question mark, but it's obviously a chance they have to take.
So y'all still in this let's pretend 10-2 now? Is that the new thing?
It's not pretend, Phil. Everybody's undefeated right now, brother.
Well, that's true. But I predicted they go 8-4. I don't know where you got the 7-5 from.
You're at 8-4. Where are you, Bear? 9-3.
8-4. I'm gonna be just very disappointed.
I want to win 10 games.
I mean, I will be too.
9-3, win a bowl game, beat some Big Ten team, win 10 games, best season in 15 years. Let's get it done, folks. Come on.
Well, if they beat Pitt and Florida, though, 9-3 is on the table.
Sure. 9-3 is on the table, Phil. Okay. The power of positive thinking. Norman Vincent Peale, come on.
10-2, I just don't know we had enough defense to go 10-2.
Well, I saw Brian Jean Mary today singing the praises of Juwan Mitchell, saying that he's healthy and that the first couple of days have been everything they hoped for out of him.
Juwan Mitchell?
Maybe a little manna from football heaven there.
We need some luck, don't we?
When you get through the next 4 weeks healthy.
We're due, Phil.
We need some backup guys that can actually play. You know what? We don't need these Butch Jones rejects being the backups. I mean, that ain't going to work.
Be kind.
We've got two really, really promising freshmen, you know, stud-type running back recruits. One's just a burner. What's his name? Dylan Thompson?
Sampson.
Is that the one from Louisiana?
Thank you. What?
Abracadabra. Yes.
Well, we've had good luck getting players out of Louisiana, even though we haven't had that many. But the few we got out of there are pretty good.
Who's our best player from down there? Raynock? Oh, yeah. Probably Peyton, I guess. He was pretty good.
Well, yeah, Peyton.
He was all right.
Nile Sylvan wasn't a bad player.
Where was he from?
He's from Louisiana.
Makes sense.
But y'all were talking about BJ. That was entertaining earlier.
Yeah, I mean, Russ has got a point, Phil. I mean, you can't act like BJ's just some coming out of left field, like,
here we go,
story.
I didn't say he's coming out of left field. I just don't think he's getting enough respect. I think he should have been a top 50 player.
Oh.
He was, what, 80, ranked about 70 or 80 or something like that?
It's an outrage, Phil. Should have been a 5-star.
Well, I don't know about a 5-star, but he's definitely a 4-star. There's no doubt about it. And he played some 5-stars off head-to-head and got the best of them. So the guy's got very good potential. I heard a rumor. I was looking on Vol Nation. Is Tennessee recruiting LeBron James' son?
Bronny?
Yeah.
You know, I was going to ask Aaron Torres about that because I saw him tweeting about Bronny.
Well, because, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that it's come up. It's come up before.
Do we really want LeBron at our games, like sitting behind the bench, barking out instructions, overruling Barnes?
Here's the problem with that. Can you, in any form of reality, ever see Rick Barnes allowing that to happen? He'd have him removed.
Get LeBron out of here. Yeah. Escort him out.
Get him out of my gym right now.
Well, everywhere he goes, it's going to be a headache or a circus show.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's a great player. Maybe Barnes can handle it and all that stuff. It just seems like the kind of circus that Rick Barnes would rather avoid.
Who do you think would sign on for that? Pearl or Calipari?
Oh, they'd be all over it.
According
to says Volquest, say they're recruiting now. I mean, that's what said on Vol Nation. So I don't can't believe everything you see on the message boards.
Speak for yourself.
Andrew Tank says he's not a good player, so that's even more important, I guess. I mean,
who said he's not a good player?
The Drunk Tank.
Drunk Tank.
Well, yes.
Between the message boards and the Drunk Tank, then what more do you need?
When do you get Young Marcus Young over here to the Drunk Tank. Everybody else is scared to come over here. And I mean, Fabulous was scared to never come over here. I mean, all these interns you've had, we've had them out of mode. They don't come to the Drunk Tank. I don't get it. Bears only got enough guts, come over here.
You got enough corrupting influences on my guys from Bear without having booze introduced into the equation.
Well, I might just wait till 6 and then get Jake to snack. I bet he'll come to the drunk tank. See ya.
We drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
It was Roman Harper who went on Feinbaum. He's former Alabama.
Former Bammer's taking too many hits to the head.
I've got two, actually, because you're right. Roman Harper was one of the ones I saw where he said Tennessee's on the rise and he believed they'll beat either Alabama or Georgia. But there was also a guy who went on Feinbaum, Connor O'Gara, who works for Saturday Night South. Mm-hmm. He sat up there on National Media Day and he was like, he told Feinbaum, he's like, Tennessee's going to beat Georgia this year, which Feinbaum immediately rolled his eyes in disgust. But
I don't know. Guy sounds pretty knowledgeable to me.
That's what I think. It's like the whole thing with the Stars, Rivals, or 247, whichever one's better.
You don't want to give me any kind of ammunition to get the Georgia hate machine cranked up early. I'll never pick against Tennessee when it comes to Georgia.
Here's what worries me about all this. Last year, I was thinking about this on the way in because when I have some spare time, I start thinking about ridiculous takes Bears had. It's just a fun mental exercise I like to do. And this time a year ago, I remember like he was giving no quarter to Georgia. Oh, they suck. They haven't won a championship forever. They're not ready for prime time. Kirby, dumb. Stetson Bennett's a terrible quarterback. Just trashing Georgia. Just trashing him. No respect at all. And what happened?
I still won't take it back.
And what happened? That's one thing I admire about you. Even when you're proven wrong, like there's not even an argument to be made.
Don't care.
You're like, did you see the Alex Jones video today? Where he's on trial there. And
he's in big trouble, man.
They catch him lying about something, and they're like, you know how I know that? Because your attorney sent me like all your text messages. And he's just like, well, yeah, I told you the truth. You're like Alex Jones on the stand right now.
No.
Georgia won the national championship last year.
The only reason they won it, Alabama lost their two best wide receivers, or they would have cleaned their clock again.
Did it hurt watching them win it for you?
It hurt watching for me.
Well, yeah. But
Georgia and Alabama?
I'm just so used to seeing Alabama win it now.
Roll down tide.
Again, is it
– just numb.
That incredible quote. Who is it from? Vitello. I mean, it's like asking your preference for getting waterboarded, Aquafina or Dasani.
I got to go with Dasani, man. It's just smoother.
I don't drink either one. Deer Park.
But it worries me. It worries me because the same moxie, arrogance, and dismissiveness that you displayed last year towards Georgia, you're displaying this year towards Kentucky.
Yeah, but come on, dude. Kentucky's Kentucky and Georgia's Georgia.
That's again.
Is he jinxing it?
That's like night and day, dude.
I'm not comparing the two teams. I'm comparing your attitude towards them.
But I've always had this amount of disdain and disrespect for Kentucky.
And Georgia.
Georgia's different. Like, I know deep down that they're, you know.
You know, deep down, the Kentucky's had a couple of 10-win seasons. They put a lot more guys in the NFL than we have lately. They've got good players.
Kentucky's beat us 4 times in 40 years. I have no respect for them. 4 times in 40 years.
It worries me. It just worries.
Yeah. Is he the key to this issue, you think? Like,
who?
Bear.
Is Bear the key to this year?
No, to this issue. The issue of, like, well, the fact that he's so dismissive of Georgia. We saw what happened with them.
I'm not being dismissive.
Is he Georgia?
No, it's a good point, Marcus. Bear's opinion has absolutely no impact on what's actually going to happen this year. Thank you. Thank you. That makes me feel better. That makes me feel better. Stay with us. The drive continues. Quick time out here. More of your phone calls coming up next on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Right back to the phones we go. TJ, the Kentucky fan, is next. Good afternoon, TJ.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, you were talking about voluntary action, Georgia State. If you look it up on Google or on your phone, all you have to do is type in voluntary reaction, Tennessee versus Georgia State, and it pops right up. I'm not going to lie. I've listened to it a couple times myself.
How does it make you feel to listen to us talking about losing to those guys?
Well, it's funny because the first caller that called in that night asked you guys, he said, guys, talk me off the ledge. I'm about to do it. And you and John just said, just jump. Do it.
I remember that. Just do it. Jump.
Oh, man, those were – and then you had the Florida game where I forgot his name, but he calls in and he's like, Jeremy Pruitt's our coach, and he should be our coach. And y'all were like, no. And then D.R. Ball calls in after that with the famous call of all time there with the Florida response. But you were talking about yesterday about how you got in that altercation with that woman, and I'm sure she's a saint, and God bless her. But it's crazy out here these days, man. Just in the last week, right outside of base, we've had two people shot and killed in road rage accidents.
Duh. Yeah.
It's unreal.
I don't know, man. Mike Tyson had the greatest quote of all time, and I don't know if this is part of the road rage, but I kind of think so. It's all about social media, right? Mike Tyson said, social media has made you guys way too comfortable with saying something to somebody's face without having to worry about getting punched in the face. And like, people just say rude things to people on social media. Now it's like filtering out into real life, and people are saying the wrong thing, and people get mad, and people getting shot, and it's just too much violence out there. Not enough peace, love, and happiness, TJ.
Yeah, I feel that. And I know on game day it's a little bit different. But, hey, when it's not game day, I love all my Tennessee family and friends. Y'all have a good night, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, TJ. I got to go find this voluntary reaction, Jordan. I do remember telling the guy to just jump. Was that bad advice? He was on the Gay Street Bridge. He called in for the – he's like, man, I'm done. I just jump. Talk me out of it. I was like, no. Just jump.
Has he called back since?
No.
That does ring a bell. You did tell that guy to jump, didn't you? That was a dark VR.
It was a dark time, man. We lost to Georgia freaking State. What, are we supposed to come on and be like, well, I felt like the turning point was in the third quarter when we didn't pick up that 31. You lost to Georgia State. What is there to say?
It was bad.
Game over. And we let that clown stick around for the rest of that season and a whole nother season.
And if it wasn't for this whole...
And if it weren't for Trey Wallace uncovering the investigation, they might have brought him back last year.
Oh, they would have.
Yeah, that's right. Trey Wallace saved the program. T-Carp is next. Good afternoon, T-Carp.
Hey, good afternoon. I never thought I'd call in to defend Bear, but I'm with him. I've got zero respect for Kentucky. We are to Kentucky what Florida is to us. Some of the worst years, they may get us every once in a while, but usually the head coach is fired afterwards, and we come out, we get a brand new coach, and they beat us, or we beat them the next year. Same thing with Florida. Absolutely same thing with Florida and us. It's hard for us to beat Florida. They're in our heads. We're the same way with Kentucky. No respect for them. I don't care if they're, you know, their best 10-win season. Again, we win. And the only reason why they, you know, stuck around so long last year was our defense was completely shot. I mean, we had nobody on defense, and we just had to outscore them, and that's what we did. So, I mean... I still have no level of respect for Kentucky.
What percent chance, T-Carp, does Kentucky have to win in Neyland Stadium this year?
3% chance. 3%.
Oh, they got more than 3%.
Okay. So
the ESPN FBI said they have that Kentucky has a 60% chance to win.
ESPN FBI can go pound sand. had to censor myself there.
T-Carp said, take your analytics and stick them where the sun don't shine.
That's exactly right. I just don't believe that at all. I think realistically they may have a 20% chance. How's that? I mean, they got a bunch of who do they have that scares the crap out of you? It's like, oh, it's quaking in my boots over Kentucky. Who do they have?
Kentucky. I mean, like players?
Yeah.
Well, they got a really good running back. If I'm assuming he's going to be back, Rodriguez. Okay. They got a fine quarterback. I'm not buying this first round talk, but Levis is a good player. You got good defensive guys. I mean, they've always got a good defense under Stoops. Listen, I'm not trying to build them up. I just say the way you guys just curtly dismissed them. I mean, that game was a close game last year. Tennessee was fortunate to get out there with the W. And the last time the game was played in Knoxville, they pounded our eyes shut. So,
JG also threw how many interceptions in a row? He threw two interceptions for TDs. And then you brought in your second string guy, and he threw an interception.
Well,
so, I mean
that was the game. Yes, that counts. It doesn't. You can't say, well, he, you know, the guy threw an interception. Yeah, that counts.
What I'm saying is everybody on this radio station and even the people across town could recognize that JG wasn't it and something needed to happen. And, you know,
something did happen. We brought in the next guy, and he was even worse. Look, man, I expect to beat Kentucky this year. I've just said it's not going to be easy. You guys are acting like this is going to be easy, like it's going to be a cakewalk. It's not. It's going to be a close game.
But I still expect to win. Still have zero doubt we're going to lose. Zero doubt. It's just like Maryville and Alcoa.
Well, you got 3%.
I worry every once in a while? I may worry. I've got zero doubt that Maryville's going to come out there with a W. It might be close, but it's just the same way. I think Alcoa's only won like 4 out of the last 20 years. We know what's going to happen. Y'all be good.
Fair enough.
Not time for him to leave.
TJ, he has left the building. I'm sorry, T-Carp has left the building. So is TJ. Kentucky trash talk. I mean, okay. I'm approaching
well,
that
part game. Of it. I think is a response in response to having a full blown Kentucky Hilljack is one of our regular callers and interacts with other listeners and TJ. It's a little backlash to that. I think
it's just backlash to them being picked second in the East at media days and getting a little hype around them.
They need to know their role.
I just say it's understandable, and I'm not approaching that game any differently. To me, that game is like Pitt and Florida, man. Very similar rosters in terms of talent, and there used to be hard games. I think Tennessee can win all three of those games. I think they can lose all three. So stay with us. Hour number 2 of The Drive. Marcus has your top 4 at 4 when we continue on Fan Run Radio.